Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks 7-game winless streak could be banished tonight here at the United Center as they host the enigmatic Pittsburgh Penguins, whose playoff hopes are fading fast. A win by the Hawks here tonight gives them another season sweep and might force a tough decision on the part of Penn's management, whether to be a buyer or a seller. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. We're all here at the United Center tonight where the Blackhawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins for the final meeting of this season. And wouldn't you know it, Connor Bedard is joining the party. Go down to center ice. Pens have had some lineup changes. We'll get to those in just a minute. It's going to be Bedard against Crosby when these two faced off in October. Crosby won it decisively, and he wins this one decisively as well. Vlasic fishes it out to the corner. Raquel took it there. Put it in front. They score! 15 seconds into the hockey game. Pettersson from the left point firing, and Crosby turned the blade of his stick sideways and redirects a shot up into the top right corner past Soderblom, and it's 1-0 Pen. Way back in the Hawk zone now. Kurashev fighting off a check. Moves ahead to Foligno, then to Bedard over the Penguin line, stopping near the left point. Tried to spin it across, picked off by Drew O'Connor. He'll race back the other way through center over the Hawk line, left wing side. Head the slot now. Riley Smith moving in. Shoots. He scores with a nice backhand into the top right corner. In transition, the Penguins come back up ice fast. O'Connor got it to Smith, who moves down the slot and put a nifty backhand into the top shelf. 2-0 Pittsburgh. Bedard breaking up ice through center ice over the Pittsburgh line. Fires from the high slot. That's blocked. His puck at the line, kept in by Korchinski to Foligno, but Bedard right circle, put it in front, they score! It's Philip Kurashev with a little handoff from Bedard. He scoops it in behind Nedeljkovic, and the Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1. Raquel behind the net. The Pettersson left point, pounds a shot, hits the end boards, bounces out in front, look out, Crosby shoots and scores! Off of a handoff from Rust from beside the Hawk net, Crosby shot it from beside the Hawk net on the near side, and Soderblom did his level best to get the pad over in front of that shot, but Crosby beat him, and it's now 3-1 Pittsburgh. From the faceoff, Kurashev pinching down the boards to keep the play alive in the Pens end, but it's taken away by Letang to Rust back in the net. He fires at the length of the ice into an empty Hawk net. He scores. It's going to be a shorthanded empty net goal for the Penguins, Brian Rust. 49 seconds left in the hockey game. It's 4-1 in favor of the Penguins. Harder pump checks the puck to center ice for O'Connor. Into the Hawk zone down the right side. He's pushed off the puck. Blackwell came along and took it, and the game will end. So the Blackhawks and the Penguins split the season series. You'll recall that the Hawks won the first game between these two teams in the season opener in Pittsburgh back in October. And the Pens have avenged that loss here sufficiently, beating the Hawks 4-1 here at the United Center. And with the win, the faint hopes of the Penguins stay alive. They banish a 3-game losing streak. While for the Blackhawks, they see their record drop to 14-37-3. And the 7-game winless streak becomes an 8-game winless streak. And we wait for the Ottawa Senators on Saturday.